Pope Benedict received the bishops of Ireland today. The bishops are in Rome for their ad limina visit. The Holy Father spoke about the economic progress Ireland has made in recent years and other aspects of life in the country. But he also talked about the sexual abuse scandal which hit the Irish Church. Sean Patrick Lovett has this report.
The Pope said the unprecedented prosperity in Ireland has led to new challenges in the country, especially the cultural and social challenge posed by Ireland's recent wave of immigration.
Traditional Irish hospitality is finding unaccepted new outlets, like the wise householder who brings forth from his treasure what is new and what is old. Your people need to view the changes in society with discernment, and here's a look to you for leadership. Help them to recognize the inability of the secular materialist culture to bring true satisfaction and joy. Be bold in speaking to them of the joy that comes from following Christ and living according to his commandments. Remind them that our hearts were made for the Lord, and says they find no peace until they rest in him.
The Holy Father also addressed the issue of sexual abuse in Ireland and spoke of the bishop's duty to address the question forthrightly.
In the exercise of your pastoral ministry, you have had to respond in recent years to many heartrending cases of sexual abuse of minors. These are also more tragic when the abuse is a cleric. The wounds caused by such acts run deep, and it is an urgent task to rebuild confidence and trust where these have been damaged. In your continuing efforts to deal effectively with this problem, it is important to establish the truth of what happened in the past, to take whatever steps are necessary to prevent it from occurring again, to ensure that the principles of justice are fully respected, and above all, to bring healing to the victims and to all those affected by these egregious crimes. In this way, the Church in Ireland will grow stronger and be even more capable of giving witness to the redemptive power of the cross of Christ. I pray that by the grace of the Holy Spirit, this time of purification will enable all God's people in Ireland to maintain and perfect in their lives that holiness which they have received from God.
Pope Benedict also spoke of Ireland's traditional abundance in priestly and religious vocations and praised the practice of silent prayer for vocations before the Blessed Sacrament.
Yet above all, it falls to you, the bishops, and to your clergy to offer young people an inspiring and attractive vision of the ordained priesthood. Our prayer for vocations must lead to action, so that from our praying heart, a spark of our joy in God and in the gospel may arise, enkindling in the hearts of others a readiness to say yes.
The Holy Father concluded his remarks by speaking about the quest for peace in Northern Ireland.
Also, the path is arduous. Much progress has been made in recent times. It is my prayer that the committed efforts of those concerned will lead to the creation of a society marked by a spirit of reconciliation, mutual respect, and willing cooperation for the common good of all.
A meeting between representatives of the Unionist and Sinn Féin parties earlier this month made encouraging steps toward peace, including the first ever public meeting between the predominantly Catholic Sinn Féin party and Protestant bishops from the north, who have pastoral responsibility for the part of the Northern Irish population generally inclined to remain in the United Kingdom. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.